Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, forages typically are the major component still of beef cattle diets, but some may have the potential to contain toxic levels of nitrate. In fact, Jana Block, livestock systems specialist at North Dakota State University's Hettinger Research Extension Center, says, although these forages are a great option for hay or grazing, they could pose a risk of nitrate toxicity for livestock. Now, nitrate toxicity is a potential issue for livestock consuming small grain forages, along with other grains like millet, sorghum, sedan grass, and of course, standing corn or corn used for hay. She says when beef cattle consume increased quantities of nitrate, it overwhelms the ability of rumen microbes to convert nitrate to protein. And this results in a buildup of nitrate in the rumen, which is 10 times more toxic than nitrate. She says the most important recommendation still is to test for nitrates prior to grazing or hay. Of course, a lot of our local extension offices have access to a nitrate quick test, which is a screening tool to assess whether nitrate is in standing forage. Extension agents who have been certified can conduct the test either in the field or an office setting. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.